Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
It's been a pretty warm week, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
But let us not become too complaining in light of where we were 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Okay, it's a little early. Right? But it's Michigan. And Michigan is still part of God's creation. And we've been studying here in our Neighbors of Hope Men's Life Change group a topic that's really important regarding character. And I often say we get a lot of characters in here, and one of the things this program tries to do is create men of character, so that no matter what happens to us, no matter how we get cut, our true character shows. And so we're just getting into this study. And of late we've come to the realization that part of our identity to be genuinely, truly, authentically human after the true human one, Jesus, we need to change some things so that character looks a lot like the character of Jesus. As well as, much like the character of Jesus as the Son of God and us being the beloved children of God, not only should our character be the same, but our character matters because we ought to be able to reflect God into the world, much like Jesus did. And then the beauty of that creation, we praise back to God, much like Jesus did. So therefore, how we live today matters. Our character today matters. This is a synoptic overview on where we've come. Well, interesting enough, we see, beginning in Genesis, we see it in Revelation 22, actually five times in the book of Revelation, but today we'll look at Revelation 22. And then right in the middle, we see in Mark's Gospel, in the first chapter, kind of this reference about our identity. We would say, as to be truly human, that we're called to be priests and rulers. That we're to be, as rulers, we're to be in alignment with God's rule, with God's reign, with God's will. Much like He had us in the garden in Genesis 1, that we are to be caretakers of the garden. We are to serve the creation, not serve self. And then secondly, when we see the behold the beauty of that creation, our reflection of God into creation, and that beauty then moves us to where we praise God. That's why we become a priest. So we're looking at being rulers and priests. So let's look at that topic today, in the context of what Jesus launched in Mark. You with me? So if I could have somebody read from Genesis 1, I think, 26 through 28 or something. Could someone else read Mark chapter 1, 14 and 15? And then finally, could I have someone read from Revelation 22, those first, what is that, 5 or 6 verses or something? All right. Who has Genesis 1? All right, who's going to get Genesis 1?
21 through what?
I think it's 1 through 26, wasn't it?
26 through
28-ish, I think.
Okay.
I'll tell you when to stop.
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them, male and female He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
Okay, alright. Alright, there's that. Okay. Revelation?
Yeah, Revelation 22, it's speaking of the New Jerusalem. And then starting with the first chapter, or the first verse. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
All right, thank you. And then Mark chapter 1, 14, 15.
After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
Okay. All right. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Anybody pick up any commonalities between all three of those? It's interesting. We got Genesis, then we have Revelation, and right in the middle we got the Jesus. And I'm trying to make a point that there's something in common with all three of those. So it's safe to say, and we'll, as we're going journey through this study, there will be all kinds of, a plethora of other scriptures in between all of those that shows this common thread that runs throughout the entire scripture. That has a lot to do with who we are and what we're called to do. And if that be true, we have to have a certain character. Okay? You were going to say?
It's the reign or the rule of God or his kingdom.
Okay, so, all right, before you go any further, hold that thought. So we saw in Genesis, right, rule over, right?
The fishes.
Yeah, the fish, the sea, blah, blah, blah. All right? Let's get this down. All right, this is not about dominating, exploiting, anything like that. You need to understand, even in the Hebrew, this word rule means to care for. Care for the creation. Be the gardener in the garden. That's work. A good gardener has to pull some weeds out of the garden. You know, here in Neighbors Hope, our Third Day Farm. Right? I mean, a good gardener, right, has to till the soil, has to get the seed and the plants in the ground, has to nurture that while they're growing. I mean, you're caring for it, for creation. You're caring for creation. Right? We jump up to Revelation 22. What's interesting about that is it actually says, and we worship the God on the throne and the Lamb on the throne. We worship. Well, what do priests do? They worship. And then it says we're going to reign forever and ever. Well, what does it mean to reign? I mean, right? God reigns, kings reign. To reign means to rule. Right? Which means we're going to still, when we get to right, the new heavens, new earth, and new Jerusalem, everything, we're still going to be caring for the garden. Okay? And then Jesus says, the kingdom of God is at hand. The launching of the future vision has begun. What we envision of the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem coming down to where we reign forever and ever, Jesus says, here it is. It's in your midst. Look at me and you see it. What I say and what I do, reveal it. It's already begun. It's not fully realized, but it has been launched. Basileo tau theou is the Greek for kingdom of God. Kingdom is not a territory. Basileo is not a territory. Basileo, rightly translated in the Greek, means to reign, to rule, or to be the will of. Well, whose reign is it? God's. Whose rule is it? God's. So here, you're called as humans, right? The creatures created by the Creator are called to rule or care for the creation. Jesus says, what we see in Revelation, where you're going to do that forever and ever, right? It's been started with me. So part of the reason our character matters is we need to develop a character of good gardening, of being good caretakers of all of creation, of which we're a part of. So you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your relationships. You got to take care of the earth. You got to take care of all of creation. All right? All right, so there's the parallel. You're right, Zach, between all three of them. Right. How do you see yourself right now? Maybe we'll go around and share with our listening audience. How do you see yourself doing as a caretaker of creation? What does it mean to you to know that this is why God's created you? That this is your role in God's project?
I mean, for me personally, going through the program and stuff, I've been clean before. I thought it was like a drug thing or alcohol thing. It's so much more than that. I'm finding out I got a lot more work on. Yeah, the drugs are gone, the alcohol's gone, but people might use that word. Like it says here, repent to change our way of thinking. So somebody might think it's still something about way, and I just say every day I'm finding out stuff I got to change. Some people call it backsliding. I backslide in all different kinds of ways. Maybe it's, I don't know. But I just always thought the main thing, me doing my part in the garden, was just the drug. That's the beginning of it. That's got to be gone. But there's a lot for me to fully participate in pulling those weeds. There's a lot that I got to weed out still. So, that's just, that's the work. I think it's more of an inner work before I can do the outer work. And the more inner work I do, I find myself able to do more outer work for this. Just get more and more,
So a couple things that I could comment on, right? One, when we think about our spiritual progression, we have to practice contrition. We have to be remorseful for our wrongs, right? Well, then you need to know what your wrongs are, and you have to confess them. If you have contrition, you must have something that you confess. After confession comes repentance. And we need to understand repentance really is the desire to change. All right? Conversion, all right, is the process of changing. Now, we're going to say all of that is a gift from God. All right? But conversion takes time. So the other day when we were studying this, we talked about Andy, who's our residential guitarist. Right? And Andy had shared that he's been playing guitar for 16 years.
That's his title.
Now, that's 16 years of a lot of practice on a guitar. All right? And so maybe we only have a few years on weeding in the garden. All right? But it is, that's the work. That's how we develop a character, is we work at weeding the garden. And what's funny is once we get all the weeds gone, well, sometimes we have to harvest the garden. Sometimes then we have to prepare the garden for the off season. And then when the new season comes again, we've got to till the soil, right? We've got to do the planting. There's a lot more work to be done in the garden just besides weeding. Right? And you're right, that journey takes time. And we get encouragement from Paul, says, look, sometimes you're going to backslide, sometimes you're going to fall down. And in 1 John, we get some encouragement. So we walk. We show contrition, we confess, we repent, and we convert. We keep moving on. We get up off the ground and get back on the horse.
But when I say backslide, I don't mean like I've done something crazy terrible. Like,
no.
Lately, it's like this financial thing I'm going through a thing. So I get so caught up in that I miss out on everything else that's going on. That's great. I'm so consumed. Like you were saying earlier, that's what really hit home. Is like, that's the way the world is. We gotta this, do this, it's just... the stressful bills.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just getting what it reflects on is my past, the mistakes I've made, so they make me feel,
I do.
So it's
and
like
so we,
crap,
so we're kind of when we're just launching this study, we talked about, so how do we answer all those things? Put God first. How do I do that? Put God first. What do I do? Put God first. How do I do that? Put God first. That's what Jesus meant by come follow me. Because in all I say and all I do, I put the Father first. Now, easier said than done. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your sharing with our listening audience on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.